The prospection problem that you didn't know you had, and why attracting American clients requires a different approach. That's what we're going to cover today. Now, this episode is for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, coaches, and content creators in Europe who are trying to get more American clients for their business, no matter what the reason. But before we get into that, be sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss a future episode that could be your key to success in the US market. All right, now let's go. Have you ever felt like your European business strategy just hits a brick wall when you try to attract American clients? If that's the case, let me reassure you that you are not alone. Many entrepreneurs fall into this trap because they kind of assume that a one-size-fits-all approach just works everywhere, that they can take what they're doing here in Europe and they can just put it into English and take it onto the American market. But here's the thing. There are big, and I mean huge, cultural differences between the various countries in Europe and the USA. American business culture, it's really all about directness, efficiency, results, and they value clear communication and a real focus on the benefits of the product or a service. So, you know, really to stand out, you really got to think about the fact that the US market in and of itself is very unique. The customer needs are different. The customer preferences, buying behaviors are different. What a customer values and what they're looking for is different. Plus, you're entering a highly competitive landscape, which means that what worked in Europe might not be enough to stand out in the US. But, you know, don't worry. I mean, don't think that it's not possible. It is possible, but you really do need to take all of these things into consideration. The good news is that you can overcome these challenges with the right approach. And here are three key steps to really, I would say, take into consideration these differences and not make those mistakes and end up losing just a lot of money and time and energy and thinking that you can't do it. You can. It's not easy, but it's possible. Anyway, here's step number one. It's really the deep dive research. You want to treat the American market, if we take an image, and I often like to talk in images, just feel like it makes things easier to imagine. But let's imagine that the American market is like a treasure map. You're in there and you're looking for that treasure. So you've got to really find your way. You've got to do the research. You've got to research your customer demographics. You have to investigate their buying habits. You have to really follow industry trends in the US, not just industry trends in your home market. And when you do this, you can also start exploring popular marketing channels and seeing what your competitors are doing. And I really definitely recommend looking at find someone who does what you do in the American market, who is American, and just study how they communicate about their product or their service. What are they talking about? What are they putting forward? And that is going to give you some inspiration on how to adapt to the American market. Just an example. I was working with a business coach from Slovenia, and she discovered that her American clients actually prefer asynchronous learning solutions like online courses, video feedback, WhatsApp coaching, instead of actually sitting down to a Zoom call. And this is really due to, you know, Americans work a lot. They have very busy schedules and they don't always have time to sit down at a specific time with someone, especially if you have, you know, 6 to 9 hours of time difference. So what we did was we revamped her offer and added a lot more asynchronous elements and much fewer synchronous elements, live sessions. And we saw a surge in her U.S. sales. And it's something that's very different from what a lot of European clients are looking for. Step number two is to really tailor your communication. American audiences appreciate clear, concise language. So you want to avoid complex jargon as much as possible and focus on highlighting the value proposition of your product or service in clear, simple, everyday language, and tell them how you'll solve their problems, not just what you do. You know, customers often think in terms of problem solution. So really, you also want to think in terms of what's the problem they have, what is the solution you solve. The features, that's really secondary. Again, another example from someone that I helped is a French graphic designer. We looked at his website copy and we rephrased it. Originally, it said something like, you know, clean interface design using WordPress themes or something like that. And we just changed that to say, make your site convert more clients faster. That's the problem, or that's really the solution that his target audience wants. The problem is their site is not converting as many people as they want. The solution, make them convert faster. And then how do you do that? Yes, it's the clean interface design, et cetera, et cetera. But honestly, that's a detail. But making your site convert more clients faster really emphasizes the benefit for the customer. And step number three that I can give you, or tip number three, rather, you don't have to take these in 1, 2, 3 order. Anyway, you want to be sure that you're building trust and relationships. Yes, business moves fast in the US, but trust and relationships still matter. Remember, we say it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's that important. So really take the time to understand your potential clients' specific needs and demonstrate your expertise in the US market. Build up that trust, build up that relationship, and that's just going to make your prospection efforts a lot easier and a lot smoother. I'll give you an example here. This was a French deep tech expert who wanted to connect with more American contacts via LinkedIn because she's based in France. So we revamped her profile, we revamped her prospecting approach, and what happened was she got more than 500 additional connections in just 6 weeks. Now, I don't think all of those connections were in the US, but a lot of them were. So remember that cracking the US market requires a real strategic shift. And if you understand the differences, if you conduct thorough research, you tailor your approach, then you can turn this perceived obstacle into a real springboard for your success on the US market. Now, if you have specific questions about attracting American clients, share your questions in the comments below and let's talk about it. I'm asking you to share it so that everyone watching this or listening to this can benefit from that. And just before we finish up, a couple of little news things that are happening over here at American Market Alchemist. First of all, I would love to connect with you on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So send me an invitation. You can just search for Christina Robofay-Broadus. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one. And send me a short invitation message. Just tell me about what you do, who you are, so that I know that you came from this video or this podcast. And also a project that I'm working on is creating a 2024 report on selling to US clients. So really talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, startups, companies here in Europe to learn about their experiences, their pricing strategies, their conversion times, all of that real nitty gritty stuff that we like to know when we have our own business and we want to look at what other people are doing. I'm researching that right now. And I need your help because I need people to fill in the questionnaire. It is totally anonymous. So I won't know who you are. None of the data will be no one can connect the information back to your company or to you. Do not worry about that. But I need 100 people to fill in this questionnaire so that I can create that report with some solid data. And I'll put the link to participate in this report in the notes. And of course, you will get the report after it is published. I'm planning to publish that late April. But again, like I said, I need to get at least 100 people to fill in that questionnaire. So I'm counting on you to do it. All right, that's it. And yeah, I'll put all the links to all of that for LinkedIn, for the questionnaire, down in the notes. You can also get onto my email list where you'll get even more detailed strategies and tips that go more in depth than these episodes. And we'll go out there and create gold in the American market together.